One of the most popular questions that I get as an author is, how long did it take to write your book? Well, it's hard for me to answer that question, and I sometimes don't like to answer it because it will create a comparison level where someone might think, okay, she only took so many months or a year to write her book, and it's taking me forever. So I don't like to answer that question, and it's difficult, but I want to give you some idea on how long it does take to write a book. There are many factors. We're talking about nonfiction books right now, and so I'm going to give you factors that I think influence greatly on how long it will take you to write your book. The first one is perfectionism. If you tend to have a propensity for perfectionism and you want to have everything a certain way, what I mean by perfectionism is that if you have a propensity for wanting to go over and over and over your drafts and start writing and then stop because something didn't sound right and go back and forth and back and forth, it's going to take you a lot longer than someone that just writes a first draft or writes a second draft and then edits it or has it edited and is not terribly concerned about getting it exactly right. Because honestly, when you're a creative person, when you want your work to be impeccable, it's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be 100% and good enough, but it will be something that will be definitely acceptable to others, and they won't judge it as harshly as you will. So when it comes to writing and editing your drafts, I think you should just write. I think you should make sure that you let everything out and you can always go back and fix it later. So whether or not you are a perfectionist will definitely impact how long it takes to write your book. Number two, clarity. And when I say clarity, I mean how clear you are when it comes to your planning, outlining the chapters, hitting those personal goals, balancing that with understanding your audience. When it comes to your audience, you need to know how much information they actually need and provide enough stories and background information and examples and tips that will satisfy them and help them to understand and be able to put it into practice themselves. But you got to understand that giving them too much information is just as bad as not providing enough value. So you've got to have clarity as you plan what you're going to write and carry it out. Number three, the length and depth of your book. Of course, you know that if you write a book that's 10,000 words versus a book that's 100,000 words, it's going to take a different amount of time. And also, how layered is your content? How deep is it? Again, you want to give them enough information, your readers, so that they can implement what you have given them as far as tips and tools, and also just understanding your life and understanding what you're saying, what you've been through, and why they should listen to you in the first place. Number four, professional help and guaranteed accountability. Someone that has an accountability partner, like a coach or a ghostwriter, that's going to hold them to deadlines and check in with them and see how they're doing and make sure they're reaching those goals and targets, is probably going to do a lot better than someone that just wings it or someone that just relies on their own self-motivation. That's something that I understand greatly as someone that works from home. And I've been working from home since 2005. It's very easy to get distracted to think, okay, this is how my day is going to go, even if I plan on a to-do list. But if I am not very strict and disciplined and self-motivated, there are some certain things that will not get done. And that's why I have accountability as far as the people that I'm working for to say, okay, this is what needs to be done by this time. Without having those hard deadlines and having someone to hold you accountable, it will take you a lot longer to write your book. Number five, working with multiple writers or resources. If you are gathering information from many different people, you have a lot of inputs, you're doing a lot of research from different sources and interviewing experts, or if you have co-writers, even if it's just one other writer working with you on your book, then you're going to have to manage your schedule with and coordinate it with theirs. That is going to greatly influence how long it takes to write your book because you're working with other people. And so even if you are super, super disciplined and you write for 5 hours a day every day, you're still going to have to wait on other people and other inputs to get your information. I learned this firsthand when I wrote my latest book, which is called Ending the Blame Game, and I had to interview several different men for the purposes of their getting their input on co-parenting, and I also had to talk to different experts because I am not a therapist, I'm not a counselor, I'm not a marriage expert. And so all those different inputs, coordinating the schedule, yeah, it took me over a year to write that book, but the reason why had largely to do with coordinating more than 20 people's schedules, okay? So you got to put that into perspective and allow time when you're planning for that. Hopefully you're working with reliable co-authors and others who will agree on milestones and deadlines with you, and you can provide each other accountability that way. And then the final thing is number 6, and that's your commitment to fight the resistance. I'm going to talk about the resistance and what that means in just a moment. So 1 was perfectionism, 2 was clarity, 3 was length and depth of the book, 4 was professional help and accountability, 5 is working with multiple writers and resources, and 6 is your commitment to fight the resistance. Those are the 6 key factors, in my opinion, of how to answer the question of how long it will take to write a book. Now we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about the resistance. I'm going to dig into that a bit deeper because I think that for the most part, people that I talk to that are writing books are writing them alone and do not have co-authors. And so whether you are someone that is or is not writing with other people, you're going to have to sit down, buckle down, and do some work and get focused. And that's not always something that you want to do. It's not always something that you feel motivated and happy about. And so let's talk a little bit about the resistance, okay? It's related to another similar and popular question that I get, which is, how do you make time to write a book? So my first quick, easy, pat answer, I guess you could call it, would be that you have to shift your mindset. But it really is true. You have to decide before you get started, how important is it to you? Just like anything else in life, we make time for the things that are most important to us. So if it's that important, what we're going to have to do is make it an obligation, just like you would for your 9-to-5, for your doctor's appointments, or anything that you are committed to. You can carve out time every week like it's an appointment. And once you establish that habit and that routine, say you're going to write, 1 or 2 hours a day, 2 or 3 times a week, then when you get to that habit and you make that a routine, it'll become a natural part of your weekly schedule. And so it'll just be a given, just like an appointment that you have, or perhaps, your child has, or perhaps a commitment that your child has, like Girl Scouts or basketball practice or what have you. It's going to be a natural part of your weekly schedule and your routine. There's an excellent book that I think you should check out by Stephen Pressfield, and it's called The War of Art. It's not called The Art of War. That's a different book. It's called The War of Art. Break through the blocks and win your inner creative battles. This is an excellent book for anyone who is doing anything creative, whether it has to do with music, writing, anything like that, where you're battling with yourself and what he calls the resistance. He says that there's a lot of things or people that will distract you or cause you to resist your creative passion. In this case, it'll cause you to resist getting your book written. Maybe there's time constraints. You got other family obligations or family members that are demanding of your time in other ways. Maybe it's your own self-doubt and uncertainty. I know because I've had to overcome all of these things and more. So I understand what you're feeling. You're going to have to fight the urge to procrastinate or to give up. It's really easy to be gung-ho in the beginning and be all hyped up and be excited about what you're doing at first. And then that resistance will come in. It might come in after a week. It might come in after you sit down for 5 minutes. But you're going to have to learn how to overcome that urge to quit and give up. And you've got to be intentional about it and fight through that resistance. You may have heard of TV writer Shonda Rhimes. She is the creative genius behind the hit ABC shows like Grey's Anatomy, Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder. And I read an article that she talked about her writing process. You know, she's a very prolific writer and producer, and she had an interview in the October 2015 issue of Essence Magazine. And I want to read a really quick excerpt of what she said about this and how it's going to relate to what we're talking about here with the resistance. And now I quote from the article. Of all her roles, Rhyme says she's a writer at heart. Her creative process is not methodical. It's instinctive. There are no outlines or storyboards. She had thought about Scandal a year before actually writing the pilot for the show. To meet that season's pilot deadline, she flew to Mexico, checked into a hotel, and wrote for 4 days straight in a tiny room. Once it's in my brain, she says, it clicks and I go, okay, I'm done. And I can write it because it's fully cooked first in my head. So do you have to lock yourself in a basement or rent a hotel room for a weekend to crank out chapters like Shonda did for her TV show? Not necessarily, but you have to examine your life and do whatever you have to do to get focused. For some of you, it might not be so drastic that you have to go to a hotel, but maybe you do. Maybe there's a lot of people in your house, maybe not. Maybe you need to be at the library for a couple of hours every week. You just have to figure that out. You know, you can do simple things like turning off your phone or setting it to do not disturb for a while. You can use the Pomodoro technique where you get a certain amount of time and you black out everything out on your screen except the actual software that you're using to write for a set number of minutes. And then you take a break and check and come back. Or you can do something more practical like getting someone to take your kids for a few hours so you can get peace and quiet if that's what you need to get this done. Whatever you do, you have to truly decide that your writing time is for you and make sure that you treat it with just the same amount of importance as anything else you need to get done. Because remember, this process of writing a book will not take the rest of your life. It feels like it will, but it won't. As long as you move forward, even if you move slowly, it is progress. Small steps add up. Just like any other goal, whether it's losing weight or getting a degree, little by little you can get it done. So I hope that you'll think about how you will make the time to write, whether or not you're going to get accountability or what your next steps are to plan ahead for that resistance. Tell someone what your goal is each week for your book and give them permission to make you accountable. Go ahead and schedule and make appointments for yourself to write, even if it's just once or twice a week, and let me know how it goes.